Hello and welcome to Cyber Sentry. Today we're unpacking Amazon's CSO, unmasking a North Korean imposter via Yint10ME's keyboard lag, AWS guard duties, crypto mining alerts, and GRU accusations, Kindle ebook hacks and plugin flaws, Cisco's urgent zero-day advisories from China-linked UAT9686, plus Talos's email breach malware and new DLP features. Google retiring its dark web report, patching critical Chrome bugs, warning on React 2 shell exploits, and spotlighting an AI data harvesting extension. Microsoft's surge in OAuth device code phishing, Reactor shell-driven ransomware spike, upcoming RC4 deprecation, and new Access Fabric identity platform. And finally, the massive 94G GARB Pornhub premium breach by shiny hunters demanding ransom. So buckle up for this whirlwind of cybersecurity news. Next up in Amazon news, the e-commerce giant security team has been busy on multiple fronts. First, Amazon's chief security officer revealed how a subtle keyboard lag, about 110 milliseconds, uncovered a North Korean imposter in a remote IT role, part of a broader effort that has blocked over 1,800 suspected North Korean scammers seeking positions to fund Pyongyang. On the cloud side, AWS guard duty continues to warn customers of an ongoing crypto mining campaign that abuses compromised IAM credentials to spin up workloads on EC2 and ECS. And in threat intel updates, Amazon accuses Russia's GRU of a years-long state-backed cyber campaign spanning 2021 and 2025, targeting Western energy, telecom, and technology firms, this time through misconfigured network edge devices rather than zero-day exploits. Meanwhile, security researchers demonstrated how malicious ebooks can hack Kindles and hijack user accounts, and a fresh XSS flaw was disclosed in the Amazon Affiliate Lite WordPress plugin. Shifting gears to Cisco, the networking powerhouse has issued urgent alerts about a maximum severity zero-day in its async OS-powered secure email gateway and secure email and web manager appliances. A China-linked APT known as UAT9686 has been exploiting the flaw since late November with no patch in sight, prompting Cisco to advise affected customers to rebuild or isolate vulnerable instances until fixes arrive. Beyond email security, Cisco Talos researchers also warned of a separate Chinese campaign breaching email systems with custom malware. And the company rolled out new data loss prevention enhancements in Cisco Secure Access to help enterprises tighten compliance and risk controls. In Google News, the search giant confirmed it will retire its free dark web report service by Q1 2026, citing low user actionable insights, while urging users towards stronger multi-factor and password management tools. On the browser front, two critical Chrome bugs, including a web GPU buffer overflow, CVE-2025-4765, were patched, and Google warned of widespread exploitation of the React and Shell flaw by Chinese, Iranian, and criminal groups. Also, a popular Chrome extension was found harvesting AI chat data, and Google filed suit against the Chinese-speaking Darkula cybercrime group for a massive US text message phishing ring. Last but not least, in Microsoft territory, enterprise defenders are on high alert for OAuth device code phishing attacks targeting Microsoft 365 accounts. Fraudsters are tricking users into authorizing malicious apps to seize email and files. Microsoft also reported a spike in ransomware stemming from the same React 2 shell vulnerability, with hundreds of machines already compromised. On the infrastructure side, the company plans to deprecate the obsolete RC4 cipher by mid-2026 to harden Kerberos and administrative authentication. And in proactive moves, Microsoft expanded its bug bounty program to cover all products and launched Access Fabric, a new unified solution for real-time identity and network access decisions. Up next in Pornhub news, the site's premium users are in the hot seat after a massive data breach and extortion attempt by the cybercrime crew known as Shiny Hunters. Here's what went down. According to Shiny Hunters, they lifted roughly 94 GB of Pornhub premium users' watch histories search terms, email addresses, IP addresses, and other personal details amounting to some 200 million records. The theft apparently stemmed from a hack of Mixpanel, a third-party analytics provider that processes site activity. Pornhub insists its own systems weren't directly breached, but admits the Mixpanel incident exposed sensitive premium member data. Shiny Hunters is now demanding a Bitcoin ransom in exchange for keeping the data offline. They've warned they'll dump it all publicly if Pornhub doesn't pay up. Mixpanel has pushed back, blaming a misconfigured account or errant employee rather than a platform vulnerability and denying any intentional leak to criminals. The records are said to date from before 2021, but with nearly 100 gigabytes of information at risk, Pornhub has alerted affected users and urged them to update passwords and stay vigilant for phishing. Security experts say this episode underscores how the adult industry's historical exclusion from mainstream cybersecurity standards can leave sites and their users extra vulnerable to third-party hacks and extortion. We'll keep you posted as this story develops. So stay tuned, stay safe, and maybe change that password while you're at it. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there. And don't forget to join us again next week for our weekly cybersecurity deep dive. See you then.